Thanks for joining us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, and really pleased to welcome back. Hasn't been with us for a while. It's great to have him back. Philippe Coquard. He is a winemaker extraordinaire at the award-winning Wallersheim Winery in Prairie du Sac, and originally from the Beaujolais region of France, and comes from a winemaking family and has been involved, obviously, as in the Wallersheim Winery for many, many years now, producing many award-winning wines. And now we have a distillery opening at Wallersheim. We want to talk about that as well. Certainly, if you have questions, we can talk about grapes, we can talk about wines, we can talk about spirits. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. And Philippe, welcome back.
Hello, Larry.
Great to have you back. And, well, let's get right to you. You've got a grand opening coming up.
Yes, we do. Actually, Friday and Saturday, we are launching a new distillery, Wallersheim Distillery, on site. It's a beautiful building. Mm-hmm. It's a grand building. It fits in with the other building, a different color, wanting to break away a little bit from the limestone European roses mm-hmm. and geranium, and we went more the Kentucky color, the rusty stone, and it's gorgeous and ready to welcome a lot of people from Friday, Saturday, and into the future. We have it built big enough to last many, many, many decades.
Many, many decades. And okay, so that new design, is that to sort of identify the new or one of your new emphases?
Yeah, it's it is quite different than the other building, and clearly a distillery going into the whiskey as well mm-hmm. as grape brandy, and growing the two business side by side. So if you don't like wine, you can go to the spirit, and if you don't like the spirit, you can go to the winery.
Yeah, and how did the name Spirits come? Do you know how the name Spirits came about?
No, let's see. There is a lot of it with, you know, originally in history time, aquavit, eau de vie. And that had to do with high-proof spirit, purifying water. So that's where the... but spirit, maybe it make you rises to other spirits.
That could well be it. Maybe somebody else has got an idea about that, too. Again, you can join in 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call with your questions and comments. And I've had your brandy now for a couple of years,
yeah.
And it's pretty darn good.
And I think this one is by far the best. It's aged a little bit longer. It's the smoothest. The first batch being an experiment mm-hmm. of, and I don't know if you remember the story, the cooper telling me, oh, you've got to use French oak. And I said, no, I want to use Wisconsin oak. Well, you won't be able to achieve this and this and that. I said, well, we are in Wisconsin. I want to use Wisconsin oak. So let's work on what kind of wood treatment, mm-hmm. charring and burning and toasting we can do on the wood to bring out the best. Well, the first batch being an experiment of 7 barrels is good, but the second and third are far, far better.
Yeah, there and he had to take back his words a little bit.
Oh, totally, completely. And it was like, hey, I'm the customer, so let's do what I want.
Sometimes you got to put your foot down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man. Philippe Coquard, our guest today, from Wallersheim Winery in Prairie du Sac. Are you going to change? Is it Wallersheim Winery and Distillery?
Yeah, Wallersheim Winery and Distillery. That's and we will have joint advertising for mm-hmm. Both destination. Sometime it will be just Wallersheim Distillery, or sometime just Wallersheim Winery where it applies. But mm-hmm. We are becoming known as the winery and the distillery.
So now and we'll go to the phones here in just a minute. But when you're making brandy, you said from grape.
Yep. When you say brandy, when you go to a local bar and you say brandy on ice, or you say brandy old fashioned, it is always from grapes.
Okay.
So you start with a wine, you grow the grapes, you start with a wine, and you distill the wine, usually a lower alcohol wine. We don't use any sulfites in those wines, and it's distilled. It's a clear spirit, and it goes into the barrels for a couple of years. If you say apple brandy, it is made with apple. Pear brandy, made with pear. If you put the name of the fruit in front of brandy, it is fruit.
That's the fruit that's made
but
from.
When you say brandy, it is always assumed to be grapes.
Okay, so then obviously it makes sense with you, with your operation.
And for us, you know, it was a natural evolution of the business. It's kind of funny because Bob Wolosham and I talked about that 28 some years ago. You know, how cool would it be to make our own Wisconsin cognac? And here we are, you know.
Oh.
So part of his dream came true.
Oh, man. Well, let's take some calls. You can join in with your questions. Do you grow grapes? Do you have questions about them? Have you visited Wollersheim Vineyard and Winery? Love to hear from you at 1-800-642-1234. Let's go to Fred in Madison. Fred, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thank you. This is the first time I've called this show, but I often listen. And you were asking about why the word spirit. And I can tell you that in German, one word for alcohol is Weingeist, which means literally wine spirit or wine ghost. The word Geist means spirit or ghost. And this is quite natural. The word is probably very old, the word spirit. I think alcohol is an Arabic word that came in with, you know, the Renaissance or maybe the medieval period. But the idea that wine and beer or whiskey have a kind of soul or a kind of spirit that, you know, it kind of enhances you or lifts you. I mean, that's the idea.
Ah, sounds good to us.
Yeah, that's great, Fred. Thank you. I like that. Yeah. I like that explanation. It's a darn good one. Oh man, what are the? Let's talk about the. Are you using different grapes for the brandy than you would for your other wines?
Absolutely. The Coquard brandy is grown exclusively from Wisconsin grown fruit. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin grown, invented. Elmer Swanson in 1979-1980 developed many grapes suited for the northern climate grape growing region, such as La Crescent, San Pepin, La Crosse, and that's what we are using for our Wisconsin brandy. The best brandy are made with white grapes, not so much reds, lower alcohol and high acid. So you target the picking of the grapes at 15-16% of sugar in order to get 8-9% of alcohol, and it's not so much the alcohol content or the sugar content, but it's the high acid. You need the acidity to preserve the wine naturally because we do not want to use sulfite in the brandy wine. Sulfite would get concentrated during distillation, and it's not a good thing.
So, and then it sits in those kegs for 2-3 years, or?
And if we had the patience, which is a common say at the winery, you could age it 5 years, 10 years. And I was very fortunate. 5 years ago, I tasted a 70-year-old cognac that had been in that same barrel for 70 years.
70 years?
70 years. And it was just, it was the best thing that I had ever tasted in my life.
Oh, so just things are working in that.
It continues to work. It continues to oxidize. It continues to concentrate. It continues to pick up some of the oak flavor. More and more, we are using older barrels, so you don't have that aggressiveness of young barrels. And we actually, out of this batch, I left two barrels to be bottled in 5 years or possibly 10 years.
Oh, so with the new barrels, do you still start them out with grape?
We start them with brandy, and we leave the brandy 1 year, then we go into an older barrel, and then we can go an older barrel yet.
Got it. Yeah. So you can move them from one barrel to the next.
Yeah, whiskey can use the old wine barrel, old brandy barrel. Bourbon is very specific. Bourbon is brand new American oak charred barrels. That's a requirement for bourbon.
Okay, and so, and are you making bourbon?
Yeah, we are going to. Not at the moment. We haven't fired up the new steel yet. We have custom-made steel in Kentucky. And it's a steel we can use for brandy as well as for whiskey, and it should get fired up within a couple of weeks.
Oh, man. Talking with Philippe Cocard, winemaker at the award-winning Wallersheim Winery in Prairie du Sac. They have an opening of their distillery coming up this weekend. Talking with him about that and just of the whole process about which we haven't gotten to yet about winemaking. Looking forward to hearing what you have to say. If you have questions for us, give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'll take a quick look at the news and weather, and then we'll be back with our guests. Stay with us. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, talking today about spirits, about wine, with our guest today, Philippe Cocard, the award-winning winemaker at Wallersheim Winery in Prairie du Sac, Wisconsin. He's from Beaujolais area of France originally, comes from a winemaking family, and has been making wine at Wallersheim Winery for many, many years. And now, over the last 3 years or so, has been in the spirit business as well, and is opening having a grand opening of their distillery this coming weekend. And so it's great to talk with him about grapes and about wine and the distillery itself. So join in. Any questions about wines or grapes or winemaking, I hope you'll visit with us at 1-800-642-1234. Have you visited the Wallersheim Winery? Join in with that, too. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. And love to hear from you. And once again, now this week, the grand opening is through the week. Is it Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Is it
actually Friday and Saturday?
Friday and Saturday. Yeah. Okay.
And Sunday is regular business.
Okay.
We have it set up a little bit differently than the winery. The winery, we have guided tours from 10:15 until 4:15. At the distillery, it's self-guided tour, so you can view from one location. You can view all the equipment, read the signs of where the grains are grown and the process of mashing and distilling and so on.
And you mentioned grains, and we haven't discussed that, but you have local farmers, if I'm not mistaken, producing some grains for you.
Absolutely. 1 mile to the west and 1 mile to the east, two close friends of ours are growing all the grains that are going to be used on site. So it is basically from the field to the bottle. We will do everything on site. Milling, receiving the grain, milling, mashing, fermenting, distilling, bottling, and so on.
So everything.
Everything on site. Yeah.
And from grains grown a mile from the.
Yeah. And so corn, rye, wheat, and so on.
Well, we have some callers online. Again, you can join us with your questions about wine or about spirits like brandy or cognac. I hope you'll join in. 1-800-642-1234. Let's go to Rich in Muskego. Rich, hi. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. You mentioned it several times, Philippe, and I am a Case Club member, but what's the difference between cognac and brandy?
Actually, there are none. The only difference is cognac is a region that makes brandy, and they do have to obey by some strict rules of what can grow, where it can grow, and the distillation is in a pot still, exactly the same one that we have for our Cocal brandy. So our brandy is as close as you will get to an American Wisconsin cognac.
Oh, wonderful. I can't wait to try it.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks a lot for calling, Rich. Appreciate your call. Again, join us at 1-800-642-1234. Wondering how, what was your year like? We haven't talked much about grapes yet, but what was the year like for you?
Not the easiest one.
Oh.
You know, it's, I mean, it was extremely wet at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
May, June, we had record rains. And, you know, it was all over the board. It budded 1 week earlier than usual. Then the bloom was early too, so we thought, wow, it's running ahead. And then, you know, with all the rain and the cloudiness, we are maybe a week behind. So it's in the range, but, you know, we are at the stage of a raisin, which is color change. From this point, we're looking at 5 weeks prior to harvest. So at this moment, we're looking at September 8th, around September 10th. The rain does causes fungus,
yeah.
So we had to watch that carefully.
Yeah.
Bugs, not too much at the moment. Not a huge pressure. Japanese beetles are always around, but not in record number like we've seen other years.
Yeah, we're kind of hoping that those numbers are going to start dropping. I mean, Phil Pelletier has often said that you'll go in and they'll be terrible for a few years, and then they'll start to taper off, and mm-hmm. and we can only hope that's
absolutely.
Yeah. Hope that's the case. Well, let's turn to Christopher in Greendale, who's up next. Hi, Christopher. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Sure.
Yeah, I was just wondering about the mash bill for the whiskey they're going to be producing. I might have missed it earlier.
No, actually, we haven't talked about it. We have a lot of things in the work. You know, we've been telling everybody there's no point in competing with Jack Daniel or Jim Beam. That's really not what we're interested in. But we have all locally grown yellow corn as well as rye and wheat. The barley is from Central State, Wisconsin, my son-in-law, Tom Leonards, who will be running the Big Steel, is a fine whiskey connoisseur, and I'm a little bit heavier on the corn, he's a little bit heavier on the rye, so we will have to come up with a happy medium.
I was going to say that there's definitely a market for a good Wisconsin rye. I'm definitely looking for one.
They are a couple. You should try Paul Verney in New Richmond, and I think it's Parallel 45, way up there. He has a very awesome bourbon as well as a rye whiskey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Again, you can join us at 800-642-1234. What the skill of the winemaker is certainly important. The quality of the grapes is paramount, I guess you'd say.
It's so amazing. It's so interesting. People assume that you can make brandy with anything and any wine. Well, no, not. I mean, this is not our approach. You make the best possible wine you can to have the best possible brandy you can make. And, you know, being quality-driven like we have for 40 years, that's the approach we have with any mash bill, temperature of fermentation, what kind of yeast, what kind of enzyme, conducting the fermentation a proper manner will ensure of a good product. And that's our focus, you know. The ability to taste, you know, taste it. And we do that all the time. We taste wine, we taste water, we taste brandy, gin, absinthe. And we've tried so many different botanicals, so many different barrels, so many barrels of different age just to get to where we are.
And that's not, I mean, those barrels have to be, I mean, those are expensive. Those aren't cheap, are they?
And yes, they are expensive, and especially when you go into a private custom style of making, as well as toasting, as well. So it, but you know, it's always for the long term. It's not a quick. Yeah. It's not a quick thing, and not a quick fix. It's looking ahead for the next.
Yeah, you're not throwing those barrels away at the end of the year. Those are be with you for probably as long as you're in the business, I would hope, anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mark in Green Bay, thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi, thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Sure.
So, Philippe, we've got a lot of trouble up in Door County. I've got family and friends that have cherry orchards, and the birds just decimate the crops. I wonder if you have some tips or something that you do to keep the birds from eating all your grapes.
No.
Actually, you know, it's we are quite fortunate, but we haven't had the huge bird pressure that other vineyards have. And we are surrounded with wood just above the Wisconsin River. We do see the end of the rows are pecked and destroyed. But for the ice wine fruit that will stay on the vine until December, we do a net. We have a plastic net. We have a machine that will unroll the net over the row, and a couple guys will unfold
spread it
the
out,
net and hang it from the top to the ground, basically. And that has been working quite well. When it comes to other crop, there is a lot of noise machine, screeching birds. There are some cannon that will throw explosions out there. But the netting has been maybe the best result.
Yeah, and I imagine, boy, it'd be a chore to net those cherry trees.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, can I get back in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What? I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just they've tried all those things except for the netting. It's 60 acres. It seems as though the cannon things is a come hither call, because if you aren't actually shooting the birds, they hear the cannon, they figure the dinner bell is sounding.
Well, and that you're right. That you are very right. They are getting used to it, and it works the first time and might not work again. I don't know if there are some taste repellent that could be spread on, and that are also considered organic, and I do not know, I don't have any name for you in mind.
Yeah, there we go. Thanks a lot for calling. I wish we had more ways to help with that problem, but and netting on 60, that amount of trees would be a chore for sure. Mark in Janesville, thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well, the master cheer, of course. I mean, his excellence, you know, I respect. I have a question for him.
Okay.
What is the difference? Why is a brandy like Korbel such a different, if he's familiar with that name, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Why is there such a difference of that brandy than your typical brandies?
Korbel is a good brandy, and I don't want to get a call from the Korbel maker and say, you mean you destroyed my brand. Korbel is a good brandy. Korbel is also made in huge volume, from what I know, it's not only white wine, it's also red wine of different quality. For the quantity and the size Korbel is, it is a good brandy. And I often have Korbel myself. You know, we want to make something completely different. We can't compete with Cognac, nor do we want to compete with Korbel and just be in the middle, you know. But I do value Korbel quality.
It's a different kind of grape.
Years it will be better.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
I'm sure yours will be better.
I would tend to agree with that. And it's, again, Colbert has a great price point. We can't go there. And it is a good brandy.
Thanks a lot for calling, Mark. Appreciate it. Kathy and Racine, your turn. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Larry, and hi, Jack. I'm a Case Club member, by the way.
Okay.
And always enjoy every visit that I've taken up to Wollersheim and the conversations that I've had with Jack, and enjoy the brandy as well that we picked up last year out of the second batch. I'm wondering, since I enjoy the tastings so much in the winery, what the tastings will be like in the distillery.
So at the distillery, you by legal law, we can serve three samples of a quarter ounce. So you will be able to enjoy whatever you want to pick from, either the brandy or the apple eau de vie, aged apple, the absinthe, as well as the gin. You will be able to pick and choose what you want to taste. And we can also make a cocktail for you on demand.
Wow, that sounds great.
So we have beautiful patio where you can listen to birds and have a cocktail as well. So.
And so those will be all be available at the tasting on Friday?
Absolutely, Friday and Saturday, and hopefully for many weeks to come. We are here to stay, and next year we will have even more product available.
Wow, sounds wonderful. So I look forward to visiting.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. What are the hours, by the way, Friday and Saturday?
10 to 4.
10 to 4, yeah, both Friday and Saturday.
Both Friday and Saturday. And then the regular hours for the distillery will be noon to 5, starting on Sunday.
Okay, there we go. Dolores in Kenosha, it's your turn. Hi, Dolores.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have one simple question.
Sure.
What is cognac?
Cognac is a distilled spirit from Central West France. And it is a large vineyard where they grow white grapes, mostly known as Uni Blanc, which will make a decent but not great enjoyable wine because it's very high acid content. And the wine will be distilled. The spirit will age in barrels 3 years minimum, and will get its name from the region where it's grown. And that region happens to be Cognac. Okay. Within Cognac, there are different appellations, fine champagne, which are further defined by the subsoil of that region.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
And so the subsoil itself, the different minerals?
Different mineral, and it's the concept of terroir, you know, the soil of the earth, the soil of terre. The taste of terroir soil, and that applies within the region of Cognac, which makes a cognac finer than the next one because of the subsoil.
Oh, wonderful. Well, let's go to Deborah next in Brown Deer. Deborah, hi. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
That's the first time I've said that. Larry, hi, Larry and Philippe. My neighbors are from Africa, and they are growing grapes for the second year in their backyard to make honey wine. And so I wanted to get some tips for them. They're not home right now. I told them about the show, but I want to get some tips for their growing their grapes. Last year they didn't do too good. I think maybe they were getting eaten by birds, but now they're fenced in. So what are the best tips you can give me for them to aid in growing really good grapes?
And are we talking, at the moment, do you know if they are white grapes or red grapes?
White.
White grapes. Okay. It's a little bit harder to tell, but the best thing is you have to pick the grapes when they are sweet. So meaning that, yeah, if you can do some measurement of sugar content, at best, if you could wait until the grapes are at a minimum 19 to 20% of sugar. You pick the grapes, you crush them, you squeeze the juice, then you will let the juice settle overnight, so some of the pulp will settle to the bottom of the jar or the tank, and then you will take the clean juice. The clean juice will get at room temperature 53, 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Then you will add some yeast. And it doesn't take a lot of yeast to start the fermentation. And then you will end up with, if you start at 19% sugar, you will end up with 11% of alcohol. And it makes a nice, clean white wine. They are different technique if you want to back sweeten the wine later on, if you want to make a semi-dry or semi-sweet. But the easiest is certainly to make a dry, clean white wine, and it's fairly easy to do.
Yeah. And I should also mention, just in terms of, and of course, Philippe could give you all kinds of information about growing grapes, growing the vines and everything, but there is a very nice Extension publication. University of Wisconsin Extension has a publication called Growing Grapes in Wisconsin. And I've recommended that to many people who have come back to me and said, hey, thanks for recommending that. That was really good information.
Yes, very very good point.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. So you can get that on thelearningstore.uwex.edu. So the publications unit will have one for you. And I think you could just take it without having to. I think it's free. Dave in Madison, hi.
Hi. I'm a cognac drinker, and there's a certain brand of cognac whose name rhymes with Tennessee.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Their more expensive brand tastes so much better than their standard brand, and I'm wondering why.
Yeah. Because of aging.
Ah.
It's age a lot. It's anywhere from 5 to 10 years old. And
oh,
that's the difference.
Okay, yeah. So and the cheaper is for like a year or something.
Is
right?
2 years?
3 years?
Yeah, 3 to 5 years is the cheapest. And I cannot wait to have 25, 30, 50 barrels so we can reach that level of set some aside for 5 years, 10 years, 7 years. It's the longer you can age it in the barrel, the smoother it gets.
Oh.
And that is the Hennessy top brand is age 5 to 10 years.
Thank you, Dave, for calling. And Philippe, thank you so much for coming by today. I really appreciate it. And again, your open house is grand opening of the distillery on Friday and Saturday.
Yes, it's going to be a really fun event, self-guided tour, tasting of the product we are releasing. We will have food on site as mm-hmm. well, and you certainly can see the winery and the distillery at the same time. So.
Philippe Cocard, winemaker at the award-winning Wallersheim Winery and now Wallersheim Distillery, right here in Wisconsin. Great to talk with him. He comes by every so often. It's always a lot of fun to visit with him. Tomorrow we'll talk a little bit about child problem solving and then a look at the treatment of Parkinson's disease as well. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network.